Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, welcome back to Todd and Todd's exclusive coverage from the Assembly Show. Todd, what a great event. We're halfway through day one of our coverage here. I have just been blown away by some of the things that we're seeing and learning.
And I don't think we're anywhere near through that seeing and learning and getting blown away.
I agree. In fact, our next guest promises to do the same. Say hello to David Mandeville. He's a marketing manager with Nordson Sealant Equipment. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here. And we're also experiencing a tremendous amount of people that are going through the show and even stopping by our booth.
Outstanding. Well, I would hope so. Sounds good. Before we get into our conversation, David, do take a few quick seconds. Inform the audience about Nordson Sealant Equipment. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
As marketing manager, we serve the market by providing a wide range of products, probably the largest in the industry for metering systems from various types of metering principles. All eight of the metering principles we represent and offer to our customers. And the company, which has been around since 1967, continues to promote manufacturing and assembly and provide products to those customers on a engineered systems basis. In other words, a customer that has a need, instead of offering a standard product off the shelf or out of the catalog, we define what the customer needs and we engineer a system to meet those needs of the customer.
Is there any particular industry segment that you serve or focus on more than others?
Yes. The electronics industry and electrical industry components that are manufactured are the largest segment, probably representing 40% of the business that we do. But we are a worldwide corporation. Customers in automotive industry as well is a large sector for us, whether it's body shop, paint shop, or trim. And also the other services that we provide to our customers, programming of robotic systems that those customers need. And some of the other areas that we get into would be anything that manufacturer needs to have assembled and use a adhesive or a sealant that has to be applied to make that product assemble correctly and work.
All right. Well, if I recall our pre-show conversation, speaking of the electrical market, I understand you have a new product that you're showcasing here at the event. Tell us all about that.
Yes, we do. The Angstrom meter is a new product that we felt that the market has a gap and has a need for. And what it is, today a customer will take a two-component cartridge and put it into a manual gun and dispense it. And it can be a 1-to-1, 2-to-1, 4-to-1, 10-to-1, but it's manually done. And they've been asking for a robotic dispensing version of that. So that's what we developed. And they wanted it not to be dispensed from the cartridges directly, but indirectly through a metering device, which applies the material anywhere from 0.02 cc's up to maybe 2 cc's. And that's been a big gap for automation. So we've launched that product this year and are offering it for the first time as a venue at the Assembly Show.
What kind of impact can that have? I mean, it sounds like the measurement, obviously, is a heck of a lot more precise, so I would think there's an impact on quality and probably cost as well.
Exactly. The cost factor is the manufacturer can make these products at a faster rate with a high-quality dispense volume or bead diameter that is repeatable over and over and over. And a robotic situation, it can perform just as easily in getting a higher production rate. For example, today a connector manufacturer who puts the wires into the back of the connector, he wants 0.02 cc's of epoxy to go into the backside to keep the wires from pulling out and sealing those wires into the connector. That's been a gap. And so we're glad that we could fill that gap with this new product.
You don't think there's ever any more gaps that can be filled in this industry.
And it's still there.
And it's enlightening that an organization like yours is filling those gaps.
Yeah, and I can't imagine 0.2 cc's manually. getting that. I don't know how you could do that.
0.2 all the way down to 0.02.
Yeah. I suspect that's why there was a gap.
That's why there's a gap.
David, did you mention? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that in a venue like the Assembly Show, it's amazing how many people in the electronics business or electrical industry are here. It's terrific.
Well, I also suspect that when they learn about what you're doing there, like, they understand it and it really resonates with them. So, well, that's the product you're showcasing here. I understand you have a new product, I think, in the aerospace industry. Tell us about that one.
Very true. Now, on the other end of the scale, aerospace asked to all the major manufacturers to automatically dispense product onto their fuselage, onto their wings, and everything that requires a sealant or an adhesive. And so what's happening is that they are moving quickly to automate the assembly of aircraft, all the major manufacturers. And it's because of the 7 to 9 year wait after they place their order. They want that plane to show up sooner instead of 7 to 9 years. So the only way that it can be done is to automate. So robotics are going into it, and a human is doing it today. So how does that robot do the same perfect job that a human is doing? Is very, very important to them and critical. And so they use a pre-mixed 2-component polysulfide, for example, in their manufacture, and it's pre-frozen. They thaw it out, they put it into a gun, and they start dispensing manually. Now they want a robot to do that. Don't change the material. Just use those small cartridges, 6 12-ounce cartridges, and put it in a robot and dispense it. Nobody's doing that today. We're filling another gap.
And you said 7 to 9 year lead time, and I get that. I mean, is there really an impact that you can have on that lead time?
Yes, because when you institute robotics into it, and the robots are doing this today, when you have robotics dispensing, they can do it much faster. So they're trying to get the lead time down to 4 years and then even shorter after that.
Wow. That's a big impact.
It is.
Wow.
All right. Well, David, I hate to say it, but we are out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Nordson Sealant Equipment?
Simply by going to sealantequipment.com.
David Mandeville, Marketing Manager with Nordson Sealant Equipment. David, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you very much.
And good luck with those product launches. All right. That wraps this broadcast. Todd and Todd signing off from the Assembly Show. We'll see you soon on Manufacturing Revival Radio.